Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Listen to Rahimi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
With the 32nd pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Joe Tryon, linebacker, Washington.
Who's this guy?
Hey, that's not cool. He has a whole other part of his last name.
Roger Goodell saw the last name and was like, I won't try.
I'm
not even going to try. But from the official Cleveland Browns pronunciation guide, it's Shoyinka. Shoyinka.
So the trick with Japanese names is, and I don't know that this one is necessarily, but I know some when you can see them, you can tell, like Imanaga. Typically are phonetic. It's just a matter of you know, kind of sounding it out. But point being, the Bears did make a trade today. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And we do have some breaking news, as we mentioned. Breaking news on The Score brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. We were trying to figure out what the Bears wanted to do, knowing Dio Odengbo is lost to a season-ending Achilles injury. And the Bears tried to back up that position. The Browns sent Joy Tryon Shoyinka, the defensive end, and a 7th-round pick to the Bears in exchange for a 6th-round pick per sources. So they get at least somebody who can help on the roster. That's kind of how I felt about them picking up CeeDee Gardner-Johnson, although with him, I think the benefit there was that he knew Dennis Allen's defense. You already saw kind of how he fit in even on Sunday against the Bengals without a full week of practice. So we knew that the Bears wanted to add to the defensive line, and at least they get somebody in being able to do so.
Yeah, and he's not the answer, clearly, but he is probably better than the other sort of nuclear option as the team existed before that, and that would be somebody like Daniel Hardy getting another chance to play defensive end, to play some defense. And he has obviously been standing out on special teams. So you can't look at this and say, yep, your things, they are beginning. This is the tiniest little speck in beginning to make the pass rush better, even before Dio Odengbo left, and now even more so.
So Tryon Shoyinka, through 8 games, has not started a game. He's played 31 snaps on defense. And as we mentioned before, he has yet to sack the quarterback or even record a pressure. Here's the thing. He was a first-round pick by the Buccaneers back in 2021, the 32nd overall pick. He did have the 15 sacks I talked about over 4 seasons with the Bucs before leaving in free agency to join the Browns in 2025. And that makes you think that things just weren't working out in Cleveland.
Well, and I think a couple of texters have picked up on this. I agree. He's 6'5", listed, this is pre-draft, listed at 259, so that's been a few years. But arm length, 34, we know how Ryan Poles loves a big wingspan. And I know that's something Dennis Allen has been very complimentary of as well when it comes to his players, having the length. That was part of the reason Dio Odengbo, he was excited about him, was he kind of fit that body mold. So it seems like that's something that we can see take place here when it comes to this is the type, the physical prototype of somebody who Dennis Allen wants on his defensive line.
Also, did we say that the Bears were getting a 7th-round pick back?
I believe it was 6th.
Well, so no, they sent a 6th-rounder. They're getting the player and a 7th-rounder in exchange.
Oh, okay.
So that changes the deal a little bit. Because we know in the 7th round, you might pick up a Kyle Manunga.
That's right.
Adam Schefter. So Adam Schefter posted that on X, and then the first reply underneath says, "Let's go, Browns. We will not stop until we own every sixth round pick in the draft. They will be ours." This is just a friendly reminder that it could be worse. Could be worse.
Yeah, they really could be. And guess who the Bears have later on? So I cannot wait. Cannot wait for the revenge game of Joe Tryon Shoyinka.
Stop
when
it.
They visit the, when they pay a toll to the Browns.
What's the over under on the sacks for that game?
I guess 0.5 because he doesn't have one yet.
I mean, we'll see. But
Flacco got sacked 3 times, right, Sunday?
He did.
All right, there it is.
Does this signal anything? Like, do we think this is their only move? Do we think the Bears are now just like kind of coasting through the trade deadline?
It's to me, this seems storm. Like that. They did something, right?
No. Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
They checked a box.
Brody, yeah. They did do something, but I think there could be more out here. They need more help, honestly.
Or else... Can the Bears spend the Bellinger money for the Cubs? 708. Now that's creative accounting.
Belly money, yeah. No, didn't we say Belly and Tucker are both going to end up with the Dodgers?
I said that's a possibility.
I think it should be a default. Anytime somebody has value to a team, that's significant. Yeah, just factor them in as a possibility.
What
if
I just told you they were going to get 2 of the 3? Bellinger, Schwarber, Tucker. Oh, Dodgers man. Get 2 of the 3. How would you feel about that?
God, man. Schwarber going there?
Nah, I think he's going to... San Francisco.
Are you really? Just hoping at this point the Dodgers trade some of their players a la Michael Bush?
Yeah. Yeah. No, but that's really what
is that
you kind
of
have
rest
to.
Is that what the rest of the league is hoping for?
They got the deepest pockets, man.
Could you see the great Schwarbino going to the Yankees as well? Which would be full circle. Because
the shortest of porches.
Full circle.
That would
because
be perfect
he's
for
little
him.
Babe. He's like Babe Ruth, right? He's kind of... It's funny, man. Like watching old Babe Ruth, watching old Kyle Schwarber from 2016 with the Cubs. They had the World Series on the other day.
Interesting.
Like and now he's so much bigger back then. Like he does like the Babe Ruth thing was befitting then, and now he's pretty sculpted. Like,
you know what he was back then? Just a baby.
He was just a baby. It does. It does look like baby fat. It kind of does.
Well,
like,
I don't know.
He's an
about
adorable
that.
Schwarber. Yeah.
Adorable Schwarber.
Adorb Schwarbs.
There are a lot of just a babies on that team. Just a baby.
They were all babies.
They're
Chris
all grown
Bryant,
now.
Like they were all just 22 forever. And then all of a sudden now they're 32. And some of them are retiring.
Some of them are out of baseball.
Rizzo retiring. No, but I can see Schwarber going to the Yankees.
And if you missed that news earlier, Shota Imanaga is set to become a free agent. So that's the big Cubs news. That according to multiple reports. So... is this a suitable replacement given that the production wasn't exactly there to begin with? I'm okay with the idea. And Dennis Allen definitely has a type of player that he wants to acquire.
Building depth. That's what they're doing. They are looking for new guys to solve the problem that has been their pass rushing defense. And you know, that doesn't look like the answer, but they might think there's something there that they can get something out of.
I also want to take this time to point out that yet again, you're backed up into a corner a little bit when you decided to commit so much money to these players. When you decided to commit so much money to the defensive line, how much could you really do?
It's going to be interesting to go back to the offseason and see what other defensive linemen, defensive ends, edges signed for and compare it to what the Bears went out and got with Dio Odingbo.
Huh.
And see the production that they had on their respective squads compared to Dio's.
Well, and to be fair, what were Dio Odingbo's other offers at the time? You
know,
that's part of it too.
This is Raheemi. Go. I mean, that tells you everything. Right?
Well, and a Colts team that's 7-2 now. You know, that's I thought about that too today when I was going to work. This is
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. It's NFL trade deadline day, and like we said, we got some Shohei Imanaga news, so we're all just kind of processing these roster moves together.
Dayo Dangbo with the ruptured Achilles tendon, people know he's going to be out for the rest of this year. Three years, 48 mil, though, is what they gave him. He has, so far this year, a sack, 21 tackles, four QB hits for the 3 years for $48 million. A projection player, just like the newest Chicago Bear is certainly Shoyinka, is a projection player as well.
All right. Okay. So Luis Robert hit slightly better in the second half than the first half.
Oh, yeah. He hit more than slightly better because he didn't hit at all in the first half.
Are you? Is anybody with me, though?
I'm still on this.
No, I'm not. I'm not with you.
I just never thought I would be thinking Luis Robert deserves. I feel like the Seinfeld episode where George's dad is yelling at fake George Steinbrenner. How could you give $5 million to Hideki Rabu? That's kind of how I feel about it. You didn't have to do this. This was your option to pick up and yours only.
Rabu!
Do you remember when Tim Anderson got knocked out of town? Like, got knocked out of town?
Yeah.
Down goes Tim.
And has Don't not mess been the same with Jose since? Ramirez, dude.
Well, yeah. He also finalist for AL MVP, Jose Ramirez.
A little badass.
I love him.
So, just a little guy, but he's a badass.
So Luis Robert Jr. is not him.
He's a baby.
Luis Robert Jr. is not Tim Anderson or some of these other guys that you are very happy to see go away. He still has potential.
Yeah.
The other guys on the downside of their careers, if their careers are not over.
Something stinks about it.
There's been so many years where his bat speed was so slow, and I wonder how the skills have changed for him or what he would be able to do on another team.
How old is he these days? 27, I'm going to guess. I'm going to go ahead and guess. I'm going to put my money that he is 27 years old.
28.
Look at me. Pretty
close.
Same
age as Max Crosby. Born in the same month.
Okay. All right. Bring on Max Crosby.
Luis Robert for Max Crosby is not a trade.
That will not happen. And yeah, they're all gone. Except for Luis Robert.
Did you guys see the text talking about where Shohei Imanaga is going to end up?
Duh.
Dun, 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 dun.
They said the Dodgers. Definitely.
Oh, I thought you were
going to
say the Cardinals or the Brewers.
I could see that, by the way.
What, Cardinals or the Brewers?
Imanaga with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
With his Japanese
teammates.
They're big over there.
Oh, man. Can you imagine the fun? Even if he's not good, he could just have fun. He could just, you know, get a towel, walk out of the shower with his flip-flops on and sing. You know?
His humor is second to none.
He seems hilarious.
He's brilliant as a comedian.
Yeah. He seems like an entertaining guy.
He needs to be a brilliant pitcher.
At one point in time, hey, we were talking about the pitches.
His fastball was fast enough, and he was tunneling the pitches. Yes, Mark Rohde?
You were kind of taking shots at Shota, and look,
did I take at Shota?
The reason that it's so shocking is because you have told us many times that he is your favorite player on the Cubs, and now you just dismiss him.
He was my favorite player on the Cubs.
I just worry.
I love his personality. He was fun.
I get concerned for the rest of the group here. We now know that Marshall can, you know, like somebody, maybe even pick a favorite, and then he'll let you go just like that.
Luis Robert's going to lead the payroll at $20 million, and then Andrew Benintendi at $17
million. Watch out, Doug.
Yeah. That's how it goes. But they
and
might
then
sign
Martin
somebody.
Perez at $10 million.
This segment, boy, this has been something. We have talked about spraying to all fields.
I mean,
this
it's okay
has
to
been
have
hilarious.
Sunk cost.
I love it.
I am not over this.
We're all doing our own show.
No.
It's
I'm with
hilarious.
You guys.
But you know what's funny? It's all about personnel.
What?
It's all about personnel. Like, everything we're talking about is personnel.
Oh, it is
7-0-8, I'm not hating on the Sox. I want them to make good decisions with their money. They don't have a lot of it.
They have
the poor White Sox.
They have a bunch of young, inexpensive players. The Robert Jr.'s option makes all the sense in the world to me.
I'm going to be thinking about this. Coming up next here, Raheemy Harrison Grody. Let's examine more from the Bears game on Sunday. Should we talk about the quarterback a bit? I think we should.
COE.
Also, tonight, the Bulls host the Sixers at the United Center. Pre-game coverage starts at 6:45. Tip-off is at 7 on the Score in the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network powered by Heli Forklifts. So let's talk a little Caleb Williams. What we saw that Ben Johnson, I think, after the tape clarified yet again, it's worth a discussion. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.